यशोदानं धनव्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानं धनव्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानं धनव्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानं धनव्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारि यमुना तेरावन चाह यमुना तेरावन चाहि यमुना तेरावन चाहि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय प्रभुपदा 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 शील प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा 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 शील प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा शील प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा शील प्रभुपद नित्य गौड़ा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौड़ा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय 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 श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौड़ भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौड़ भक्त वृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद 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 श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। निगमकल्पतरुरगलितं फलं सुखमुकादमृता द्रवसंयुतं विवद भागवत रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावका। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोर्जयं हुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैश्चिकी। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 7, The Signs of God, Chapter 7, What Prahlada Learned in the Womb, Text Number 24. Anvaya Vyatirekena Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmana Vivekeno Shatatmana Swargasthana Samamnayair Swargasthana Samamnayair Vimshradbir Asatvarai Vimrshadvirasatvarai Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmanah Vivekeno Shatatmanah Swargasthana Samanayair Vimrshadvirasatvarai Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmana Swargasthana Samamnyayair Vimrshadvirasatvarai Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmana Swargasthana Samamnyayair Vimrshadvirasatvarai Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmana Swargasthana Samamnayair Vimrshadvirasatvarai Anvaya Vyatirekena Vivekeno Shatatmana Swargasthana Samamnayair Vimrshadvirasatvarai
Mataji, please.
Anvaya vyatirekena vivekeno shatatmana svargasthana samamnaye vimrishad virasatvare anvaya vyatirekena vivekeno shatatmana svargasthana samamnaye vimrishad virasatvare anvaya vyatirekena vivekeno shatatmana svargasthana samamnaye vimrishad virasatvare anvaya
directly
vyatirekena
indirectly
vivekena
by mature discrimination
ushata
purified
atmana
with the mind
swarga
creation
sthana
maintenance
samamnaye
and with destruction
vimprishadbi
by those making a serious analysis
asatvarehi
very sober. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. Sober and expert persons should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. A sober person can study himself and distinguish the soul from the body by analytical study. For example, when one considers his body, his head, his hands, and so on, one can certainly understand the difference between the spirit soul and the body. No one says, I head. Everyone says, my head. Thus, there are two entities, the head and I. They are not identical, although they appear to be one conglomeration. One may argue, when we analyze the body, we find a head, hands, legs, a belly, blood, bones, urine, stool, and so on. But after everything is considered, where is the existence of the soul? A sober man, however, avails himself of this Vedic instruction. Yatova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abisham vishanti tad vijina sasva tad brameti. Taitriya Upanishad 3.1.1. Thus he can understand that the head, hands, legs, and indeed the entire body have grown on the basis of the soul. If the soul is within the body, head, hands, and legs grow, but otherwise they do not. A dead child does not grow up, for the soul is not present. If by a careful analysis of the body, one still cannot find the existence of the soul, this is due to his ignorance. How can a gross man fully engaged in materialistic activities understand the soul, which is a small particle of the spirit, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair? Such a person foolishly thinks that the material body has grown from a combination of chemicals, although he cannot find them. The Vedas inform us, however, the chemical combinations do not constitute the living force. The living force is the Atma and Paramatma, and the body grows on the basis of that living force. The fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six kinds of changes because of the presence of the tree. If there were no tree, there could be no question of growth and maturity of fruit. Therefore, beyond the existence of the body are the Paramatma and Atma within the body. This is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge explained in Bhagavad Gita. Dehinosmin yata dehe. The body exists because of the presence of the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, which is part of the Lord. This is further explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Soul exists everywhere. The Vedas enjoin sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahman or an expansion of Brahman's energy. Sutre manigana iva. Everything rests on the Lord, just like pearls strung together on a thread. The thread is the principal Brahman. He is the supreme cause, the supreme Lord upon whom everything rests. Matta parataram nanyad. Thus, we must study the Atma and Paramatma, the individual soul and the super soul, upon whom the entire material cosmic manifestation rests. This is explained by the Vedic statement, Yatova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhaved Vismrite Vipritam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. Mukham karo diva chalam pangam langayite girim yat kripatamaham mande Shri Gurum Dinadarinam Paramananda Madham Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing on the last few verses which Shri Prahlad Maharaj is narrating or recollecting from his memory what he heard while he was in the womb of his mother, when Sri Narad Muni was instructing and giving his mercy both to his mother and to himself. So here in this verse, or in the sequence of verses, the very first instruction that are given is about who we are, whether we are this body or spirit soul, and who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, which is the very first instruction given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna also, to explain whether are we this body or spirit soul. So here in the translation, sober and expert person should search for spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance and destruction. So we have heard and read many, many times in the past, and in all the most of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, often saying that we are not this body but spirit soul. And this has been proved time and again through various analysis and from our practical experience that we are not this body but spirit soul. But in spite of all these explanations and hearings and experiences, still we find ourselves attached so much to our body because of the fact that we have been attached to this body from time immemorial. So here, the body, the soul and super soul, three subject matters are explained. So this body is a combination of various chemicals made up of hands, legs, stomach, blood, bones, stool, urine, all these things. But an intelligent person can understand that we are not this body but spirit soul. So here the word asat varai is used, a person who is very sober. So same similar meaning is given by Lord Krishna in this introductory verse, Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namohyate dhira. There also the sober person is explained. So this knowledge is understood by Prahlad Maharaj while he was in the womb of his mother. So what to speak of all of us? So it is applicable universally to everyone. At any age we can understand and realize this, the ground reality that we are not this body but spirit soul, which is in fact the first step towards God realization, to understand that we are not this body but spirit soul. So sometimes we have an argument, oh, how can children understand these high level philosophies? No, children can easily understand. The other day, last Sunday, Maharaj was explaining how it is easy for children to understand this spiritual knowledge, because they don't have any previous experiences in this lifetime, so they can easily understand. But we, as we grow up, we experience so many different things which becomes detrimental. As Prabhupada says, if a grown up has to learn mridanga, he takes more time than a child, because he has to unlearn what he has practiced in the past. He might have learned something differently, but if he has to learn from the beginning again, then he has to unlearn the thing and then learn the proper way. So here the children, they don't have to unlearn anything, they just accept everything. Because the teacher says that, so they accept, they understand. So I remember while I was in Dubai, in the children classes, one Mataji teacher, she teaches about the concept of soul to the children. So she took a clock, small timepiece here, small clock, and then she asked the children, what is this? They said, clock. How does it work? They said, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, it works. Then she removed the battery from this clock. Then she asked, why it's not working? Then the children were able to understand easily, oh, you removed the battery. So she explained the concept of soul within the body. So it's very easy to understand even for the children. But unfortunately, we are so attached to all these things. So if you want to, I was going through the website in search of some nice mobile phone. So I was going through Samsung products. Then I was Googling it and then said Samsung this. Then I saw Samsung Gear VR. Huh? What is VR? VR is virtual reality. So they have a new gadget. So if you wear that, it comes with headphones and then a screen within it, a small one, like a sunglass, little thicker than the sunglass. If you wear this and then you press a particular option, say for example, Jurassic Park. So it will take you to the forest, deep forest. And then you identify yourself with that personality who is going through that, with all the sound effects and all. So suddenly when lion comes, tiger comes, we give that, that effect, that reaction. Oh, tiger comes, what do we do immediately? Wow, oh, we shout and then go helter-skelter here and there. So we identify ourselves with that scene that is going on. We involve ourselves into that. So actually we are not that. The moment you remove that, this is just a kind of a movie or something like that. So we identify ourselves with the character in that. So similarly, we as individual soul, when we get in contact with this material world, we identify ourselves differently as this body. Then we go through all these things. The person who is at a higher level, the spiritual master, he is able to see, oh, you are not this body but spirit soul, get out of this place, like that he instructs us. Then if you are fortunate enough to understand and hear and follow the instructions of that spiritual master who is in the higher platform, then we come to the understanding, yeah, this is not what we are. That takes a long, long time by constant practice. I remember when I was a small boy, I used to like a lot of this fighting movies, fights in the movies. So the hero comes and dish, those movie, boxing movies and all these things are there. So when you see that movie, when I was a child, when I was a small boy, I personally, when I was watching it, my hand will be moving like this, here and there. And I see some of my friends, they are biting their nails and they get so engrossed into that particular scene. They identify themselves that they are there. This is similarly exactly what we are going through in this material world. It's very... But on a hindsight, if you just take a step back and see, then my mom and dad and other relatives there, what are you doing? You're doing like this? Really? No, you're just joking, I was telling. No, you're doing this. Then hands and see all the, in fact the blood was coming out of the fingers, so engrossed, so much of biting of the nails and this one and all going on. So we get so engrossed, we don't differentiate, are we that character or are we something else? So this is exactly what is happening to all of us in this material world, until we come to the point of realization that we are not this body but spirit soul. So here, it is mentioned, Prabhupada says, how can a gross man fully engaged in materialistic activities understand the soul, which is a small particle of the spirit, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair? So it is very difficult for a gross materialistic person to understand this, because he is already into that. So when somebody is already into the particular character, then it is very difficult for that person to realize who the real personality is. So that's why the scriptures say, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivvadu Swayam Eva Swaratyadaha. So it is very difficult with these blunt senses to understand who we are, who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So what is the remedy for this? There is only one remedy. Sevan mukehi jivhado. By engaging our tongue in the service of the Lord, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here is Prabhupada, this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning about Vivekena Ushata Atmana. Ushata Atmana means purified mind. What is the process of purification? The process of purification is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Only by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can come to the platform of understanding who we are, who Supreme Personality of God is. దట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. చేతో దర్పణ మార్జనం భవమహ దావాగ్ని నిర్వాపణం. చేతో దర్పణ్ మీన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. అన్లెస్ వీ ప్యూరిఫై, దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫర్ అస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆర్ రియలైజ్ హూ యాక్చువల్లీ వీ ఆర్. సో హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజింగ్ దిస్ ఆల్సో. దట్స్ అ వెరీ లాంగ్ ప్రాసెస్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ అనలిటికల్ ప్రాసెస్. సో ఇఫ్ ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ అట్ వాట్ లెవెల్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు మేక్ దెమ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ దట్ వీ ఆర్ దిస్ బాడీ, వీ ఆర్ నాట్ దిస్ బాడీ బట్ స్పిరిట్ సోల్. సో హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ అనలిటికల్ స్టడీ త్రూ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ సాంఖ్య యోగా. Analytical study means dissecting each and every aspect of our body. Oh, this is hand, this is leg. Then what else? What else can the hand function alone? No, this is my hand, or this is the hand has separate identity. So all these things, we keep on dissecting all these things one by one, analyze all these things one by one. Then we come to the understanding, oh, okay, this body is different from what I am. So who is that I? So we come to the point of questioning that who is that I? So like this we can keep on analyzing and finally come to the point to understand that we are not this body. There is something else, someone else who is acting on this, who is giving the energy, the living force. Without the living force there is no activity in the body. So that's a basic difference between a dead man and a dead body and a live body. When the body is live, the organs and senses and mind, intelligence, or everything is active. The body alone is made up of 5 gross elements and 3 subtle elements. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kammano buddhire vacha ahankara itiyame bina prakriti rashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, which constitutes this body. But in the absence of the soul, it is just a matter, a dead matter. There is no life at all in this. What gives life? This body gives this Atma, which is Atma and Paramatma, gives life to this body. Similarly, this entire material manifestation, there is a person behind this entire material manifestation. So some scientists and philosophers keep saying, oh, this is all come by chance, everything was formed by chance. No, it's not by chance. So last year, about 1.5 years back, I went to the international school. So I went and visited the art room. The art teacher was there. So he was very enthusiastically was showing the different, displaying different arts done by various students. So when I went through this arts, very amazing. Very beautiful. I can't believe this such young students can draw something like that. Then I asked him the natural question that comes, who did this? He didn't say, okay, all of a sudden it just appeared. No, there is a person behind that. So he said, oh, this student of this class, this student of this class, this student of this class did this. Then we understand, okay, there is for everything that is there in this world, there is a person behind that. So when we know there is a person behind that, then we have to understand who that person is. Next question is, who that person is? First question is, who is that? And then followed by other questions. Who is that person? Where does he live? How does he look like? So these are the natural questions that comes. And Srimad Bhagavatam answers, Bhagavad Gita answers all these things systematically. So through the process of understanding these things, then we can realize who that Supreme Personality of God is. So we should know who we are. So after Bhumi Amalo Bhumi Aponalo Vayur verse, the 4 sequence of verses in the 7th chapter. Is it 7th chapter? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So there it comes, Bhumi Aponalo Vayur, then comes apart from this body, there is a living force which influences the body. That is Aprayam Idastvanya Prakritim Vidhime Para. There is a supreme living entity which is higher than this material energy. And then after that comes the supreme soul. this our soul, we are part and parcel of that supreme soul. That supreme soul acts as the living force for this entire manifestation. So from these understandings one can realize, step by step, by constantly engaging in the service to that supreme soul, then we can realize who we are, who the supreme personality of Godhead is, and what is our relationship. That is called as sambandha gyan. Then comes the process. What should we do? We have to engage in devotional service of the Lord. There are different types of devotional service. Navavibha bhakti is mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj again. So we have to go through all these different processes, through the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Shravanam and Kirtanam. So the subject matter is not too difficult. Subject matter is very easy. But it becomes difficult when we do not look through proper knowledge. How do we get this knowledge? We can get this knowledge only by rendering simple devotional service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Yat Haitukam. By practice of devotional service, knowledge and detachment comes automatically. By practice of devotional service, knowledge and whatever knowledge is required, all the knowledge we receive by practice of devotional service. So by having appropriate knowledge, one can overcome this. But there are cases where, in spite of having knowledge, sometimes we have a tendency to go away from the practice of the conclusions of the scriptures. Okay, we are chanting, we are in different stages at different points of time in our devotional life. So initially we start, somebody, one devotee comes and tells, Prabhu, please chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's good for you. So many a time we say, initial days, oh, I don't have time, Prabhu. Oh, I'm busy, I have to study, I have to study so many things, I have physics, chemistry, biology, mathematics, so many things I have to study, or I have so much of work in the office, so I cannot do this. Then after persistent endeavor from the devotee who is preaching to us, we come to, okay, little bit I'll chant now. Since you are asking me so many times, I'm going to chant sometime. So that is the mercy of the devotee. The mercy of the devotee comes because of the patience and tolerance, and he understands, the devotee understands, this is very much required for this other person who is a friend or some newcomer or whoever it is. So by constant endeavor from the devotees, the other souls get an opportunity to hear about Krishna. So slowly he picks up. Then two times he chants and then he stops chanting. That requires constant follow-up, constant endeavor from the devotee, keep on encouraging, inspiring. So by these processes, the other person takes up to the process of devotional service, and slowly he comes to that platform. But during that process of travel, when he travels through that process, there are many pitfalls. The tolerance, one has to have the patience and tolerance to overcome all these pitfalls. You have to overcome these pitfalls, these challenges, which all of us, I'm sure, would have gone through these challenges. We would have had the habit of drinking or smoking or watching movies or watching cricket matches, this, that, so many football, so many different engagements we would have had in the earlier part of life before we got awakened to the process of Krishna consciousness. So during those days, during those particular times, the only thing that helps is the association of devotees. So we should keep these hurdles around us. When I say hurdles, for example, if a student wants to get into the internet, so there are many hurdles he has to cross through before. If it is open for everybody, any website, then there is a tendency to go to different websites and get bogged down by different attractions, the so-called attractions in the websites. So we have different softwares that have come in, like parent control software. So they find it extremely difficult to cross through this. So they are reminded sometimes, oh, so this is not good for me, so okay, let me back. If it is everything openly available, then the degradation starts immediately. Because it's when you are practicing devotional service, it's very difficult to control everything. So there needs to be some guidance, some blocks here, there, here, there. That's what Krishna puts us through in during the course of our passage of devotional life. We have to, he doesn't give everything to us what we like. Though he says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yejana Paryupasate Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam, I personally give what you lack and preserve what you have. But he doesn't give everything. Krishna is such a personality. He's not like any other ordinary personality. Whatever we get, immediately you give. No, he doesn't give everything. He knows what is required for our advancement in devotional service. So only such things he gives. So through that process, by careful attention showed by the devotees and the Lord, one slowly progresses through the path of this human life and eventually go back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada says, anyone who is chanting the holy names of the Lord 16 rounds every day minimum and read Srimad Bhagavatam and eat Krishna Prasad, they are going back home, back heard, is assured. It's very, very concise instruction from Srila Prabhupada to everybody. So anyone who takes this up seriously, then they get the strength to overcome all these hurdles from the mind. So it's very important. This is the process of purifying the mind. Here it says one should search for the spirit with the purified mind. So how do we purify the mind? By these processes one can purify the mind. Then we can understand who we are, who Krishna is, and who the supreme, we are not this body. Hare Krishna. So if you have any comments, questions, difficult questions would be difficult, passed on. Easy questions I can answer. Thank you. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
You use the analogy of virtual reality, and it's a good analogy, and watching a movie, it's also a good analogy. But we can turn off virtual reality. You know?
Yeah.
It gets too scary if we're in there too deep. It gets too a little frightening. We can just switch a switch and turn it off. And if the movie's a little intense and it's getting too violent, we can turn it off. But we can't turn off our material body and we can't turn off our life. So in this way the analogies fail. And of course our bodies get turned off at the end of life. But that's not done by, we don't turn it off, it's done by powers that are greater than us. So question I have, or well, I don't even know what the question I have is, but that luxury is not given to us to turn off our bodies and our life. We're stuck with it. So therefore it's a little bit more intense than just a video machine or a movie, because it cannot be turned off. So therefore it seems that we're a little bit more our body than we are a video machine or a virtual reality machine. So that's why it's very hard to erase this perception or this idea, because we're stuck with it. So can you make any comment or say anything or elaborate? That's all.
So if a person, ordinary person is there who doesn't know about this gadget of virtual reality, Samsung model, if you put that on his head, he doesn't know how to put it off also. He doesn't know. He just is, assuming that he's totally engrossed into that and he doesn't know how to remove this gadget also, he really goes through that. This one, since we know that we can, the aspect is, we know this is virtual reality, what we have a separate gadget and things like that. If person who doesn't know that, he cannot put it off. He needs some help. Oh, Prabhu, come, somebody, he has to call for help to come out of that situation. So we are also in that situation. If we know, then we can call for help, but we don't know. We are so much engrossed, we don't even know that we are suffering. That's why we always need the help of merciful devotees, Vaishnavas around who can come and help. We go for book distribution, go for prasad distribution, we go for sankirtan. So all the people do not know what we are doing. And they also don't know what they are doing. They are all so busy in so many things. Only by the mercy of the devotees, we have an opportunity to get out of this difficult situation we are in, which we don't know that we are in difficult situation. Sorry?
We all know this. Yeah. But still, we stay on the merry-go-round. It's not an easy thing to separate the self from the body. Just stub your toe, break your leg, break an arm. It's not such an easy... Okay, I know if I break my arm, it's not me. But still, when you're trapped in it, we're trapped.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for us to separate ourselves from the body. If I break my arm, I'm not going to go, oh, well, I'm not my body. What does it matter? It's a serious thing. I got to seriously attend to it.
Yeah, Prabhupada says, a person who is afflicted by jaundice, if you give sweet, he will not be able to relish. That's sweet, but he will not be able to relish. But that is the only way you can get back the taste, because he doesn't have the taste. But constantly feeding him the sweet meat again and again and again and again, on due course of time he gets over this jaundice afflicted tongue. Similarly, even though we know we are suffering, to get out of this is to chant the holy names of the Lord. We have to keep on chanting the holy names of the Lord constantly. In due course of time, by the constant association of devotees and the holy names, Nama Prabhu, we will get out of this by the strength of the Vaishnava Acharya's words and the holy names. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
One time I was going past the cinema and the people were coming out of the cinema and they were singing the song that they had heard in the movie. So if we switch channels and we take part in the Hare Krishna movie, we leave the movie singing the Hare Krishna song.
Yeah, that's true. Jai. Any other comments or questions? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Ananta Gaudi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.